And my scripture reading is in Psalms 119. And we're starting at verse 9. How can a young man keep his way pure? By keeping it according to your word. With all my heart I have sought you. Do not let me wander from your commandments. Your word I have treasured in my heart, that I may not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I have told of all the ordinances of your mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies. As much as in all riches, I will meditate on your precepts and regard your ways. I shall delight in your statutes. I shall not forget your word. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this blessed Sabbath. Thank you for each one that's here. And Heavenly Father, right now we ask you to bless these words and these thoughts that we bring. And let them be the help that you would have them be. And let each thing be understood as you would have. And in all these things, through Yeshua's name, we give you praise and thanks. And amen. The title to my message today to you is A Pure Life. A Pure Life. And I would like for us to look at my text is the Psalms 119 and 9. So let's look at that verse 9. How can a young man keep his way pure? By keeping it according to your word. Another way of expressing this is, how can one be clean before God? How can one return to being pure before God? Return to being clean before God? And in essence, it's the same question when we think of how can we be found worthy when we stand before God at judgment? When we come to the end of our life, how can we be found acceptable, be found worthy? And many have thought about this particular question because it's a vital question. It is all important that we have a clean heart, that we have a clean mind, that our life is clean. That in essence, when we are judged, we are found to be pure. How can a young man keep his way pure? Isn't it interesting that these particular verses in the Bible chose to examine a young man, and not just any man, but this is a man that's a young man, a man that's starting out in life. And being young, it almost goes without saying that he's going to face many questions early on in his life. There's many decisions to be made. And as such, with many questions and many decisions, obviously, a young man will be subject to much bad advice. And we might just say much advice, but he's going to also have to have a filter and be able to filter out the good advice from the bad. But a young man doesn't have to be long into his life to come to the point that he wants to be clean. He sees the result of what has happened to him in his life so far, and some of the results is not too good. And he realizes early on that some of the things that he has come to in his life has not been accepted by others too well, not received too well. And so he knows that perhaps some mistakes have been made. Perhaps he's received bad advice from someone or more than one. Perhaps he's heeded that advice and he shouldn't have. And then perhaps when he acted on that advice, then maybe problems resulted. Maybe problems started. So he comes into the point in his life where he realizes that he wants good advice. He wants to reap rewards. He wants to reap blessings in life. He wants to be accepted as one who has integrity and one whose way of life is pure. How can one be pure before God or in the sight of God? Now, perhaps that's the best of qualifiers there. How can you be pure and clean, but in whose eyes? In the ultimate one's eyes, in Almighty God. How can you be pure and clean before God? And the young man's question is, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? He realizes that something needs to be better. He needs to have better decisions, make better decisions, act on better decisions, and hope for much better results. He's tired of the way that things have turned out in the past, so he wants a different future, a different result. He comes to the point that he's tired of sin. He realizes that God's way is the only way. It's to stay in tune with God, your Creator, the one who loves you, the one who made you, the one who made you for a purpose. And it only stands to reason that things go better when you're in tune with God and you're living according to His instructions. Perhaps the person has went through enough to not only be tired of sin, he's weary of the results. The answer that he comes to is in the verse 9. And when we look at that, how can a young man keep his way? And then immediate answer, by keeping it according to Yahweh's word. Study the word. Let it become part of your life. Let it dictate your actions and your responses. In cleaning a person's life, perhaps in returning back to the way that was best before, perhaps a person drifted away. Perhaps they made bad decisions, heeded bad advice, got on the wrong path, got knocked down a few times, got hurt maybe. But they have to realize God knows best. And when you know His Word and you have His Word in your mind and in your heart, then you immediately are ingrained with the very best of what God would have you to be and how you are to react and do in every situation. It's best if it's God's way. So we have to think of the Word and the blood and the love and then the joy. Or we could say, instead of joy, acceptance. But it comes through the Word, the blood, the love. And when we think of love, we're speaking about the love of Yahweh, the love of Yeshua, and what they want as best in our heart and in our lives. First, we think of the Word, because how can a young man keep his way pure? By keeping it according to Yahweh's Word. And let's look at John 15 and 3. John 15 and 3. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. You're clean as you have the word. And as you allow the Word to work in your life to dictate exactly who you are and what your responses are and what your words are, what you do, you allow the Word to work in you, to allow it to change you, and thereby you're more like what God would have you to be and less like what you may be on your own. So you are clean as you allow the Word to change you into the way God wants you to be. You are clean through the Word. Now let's look at Ephesians 5 and 26. Ephesians 5 and 26. So that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word. When you look at those words closely, you see that it's speaking of the washing of water with the word, cleaning a person. In regard to letting us be changed, letting us become pure, become clean, we need to realize that as we have the Word and let it dictate our actions, as we accept God's plan for our lives by accepting salvation, which means we accept the blood sacrifice of Jesus Christ, and we let His love then rule and reign within us and change us, then as a result of that, no sin is in our life or has been done by us. No sin that Yeshua's blood doesn't cover or remove or clean us of, as we accept the blood of Jesus Christ as that ultimate sacrifice that had to be paid for our sins and for our shortcomings. And then there's daily prayer as part of that cleansing process, as part of allowing us to become pure, or returning to a pure state in Yahweh's eyes. Daily prayer to Yahweh and to Yeshua. Let's see what the psalmist says in verse 10. Psalms 119 and 10. With all my heart I have sought you. Do not let me wander from your commandments. There's no reservations there. There's no hypocrisy. There's no holding back. The writer of these words heeds the message for cleaning up his life. And he takes action based on this advice. In essence, these words, with all my heart I have sought you. It is a commitment. And we have to come to that point in our life that we are totally committed to what God wants us to change to His will in our life. Complete surrender to Yahweh's call. Let's look at Deuteronomy 6 and 5. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And evidently, the psalmist is advising to do that. Accept that. Live by that advice. In love for God. And then let's look at Romans 10. And we're going to skip through 9, 10, 13, 17. Romans 10, 9. That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. In other words, accept God's plan. Accept the blood sacrifice of His Son and that He was raised from the dead. And as one of God's children and one of His family, you will be raised too if you go to that point in life that you meet death. And in verse 10, for with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. And then skip to 13. For whosoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. And then verse 17. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Let the Word of God change you. Let the Word of God cleanse you, and let it make you pure. And we're talking about pure in all aspects. Pure in heart, pure in mind, pure in ways, speech, hearing, reactions, and actions. In all ways, let the Word cleanse you as a complete individual. The psalmist says in verse 11, Psalms 119 and 11, let's look at it. Your word I have treasured in my heart that I might not sin against you. You come to the point in life that you realize how important His word is and that it needs to become a part of you. It needs to be words that you treasure. as you read them and as you study them. And so we see that in becoming pure and in becoming clean and perhaps becoming pure again, becoming clean again, we need to see that we need to study and we need to pray and we need to commit to the ways of God, commit with consistency and with sincerity. You know some facts that we need to constantly remind ourselves in as we walk for God in this life and as we allow ourselves to change, to conform to His ways. We need to realize and constantly remind ourselves that sin separates and kills. Sin separates and kills. And you know it's said of Satan, the devil, who opposes God at all points, that Satan is there to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Sin separates and kills, but love unites and saves. God has such love for us that part of His plan is for His only begotten Son, Yeshua, to die the death that He did, bear the stripes that He bore, and shed the blood that He shed on the cross for each one of us and for our failures and for our shortcoming. Love unites and saves. The love of God and His plan is what brings us in to that saving grace and brings us in to His family so that we have that hope of eternal life, living forever and ever, never being separated from Yahweh and from His family. And as each one of us lives that same kind of life, then ultimately, none of us will be separated from each other. It will just be a blink of an eye from the time that we pass from this natural life, flesh and blood, into the spiritual life. It will be as if just a blink of an eye. The family of God is a family of pure life. A family of pure lives. Lives that are pure now, or pure at the point of our last breath, or pure at the point that Yeshua comes back to this earth. If it's not that we are pure, then we need to make it pure. We need to return to the Lord, return to His ways, and keep our heart and life pure. And to do this, we need to take up the full armor of God. It's not something that we can do within ourselves. We can't face all of the problems of life, and we cannot stand the things that the devil, Satan, would bring against us without supernatural help. And God promises that supernatural help through His Holy Spirit as being a member in his family. So in help to resist the devil and the things that the devil brings to us in life, we need to take up the full armor of God. And so let's look at Ephesians 6, starting at verse 10. Ephesians 6, starting at verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand firm, therefore, having your girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, in addition to all taking up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. That is the full armor of God. And as the Word says, so that you will be able to stand the things that come against you and the schemes that the devil brings to you. A pure life, a clean life. And if there is not, if you don't have a pure life or clean life now, then we need to allow His Word to clean us up. If you would, stand with me. Heavenly Father, we thank You for this blessed Sabbath. Thank You for each one that's here. And Heavenly Father, we ask that this message will go home with each one. Each one that's hearing this message by way of the internet or by any means, Lord, we ask that Your Holy Spirit lead them to the right understanding. Allow it to be applied to their heart and life. And let it be of help to them in the ways that You would have, and to be understood by them in those ways that can affect the changes that need to be made. And Heavenly Father, we ask for a pure life, a pure mind, a pure heart. And Heavenly Father, let us apply this advice of the psalmist David to the young man in allowing the Word to clean his life to purity. And in Yeshua's name, we ask all these things, and amen. We want to read the blessings together. Let's read this together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace. Amen.